For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. When the internet giant Amazon announced it was looking to build a second headquarters, cities across the country launched campaigns to get it. The so-called HQ2 could bring 50,000 new jobs to Memphis. Earlier this week, the city council offered Amazon around $60 million in incentives to come here. At least $10 million of that was promised for upgrades to the city itself for better public transportation and bike lanes. John Paul Schaefer knows the value of sprucing things up. He's executive director of a nonprofit called Building Memphis. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Christopher.
John Paul, what are big corporations like Amazon and ServiceMaster looking for in a city?
These corporations are looking for a lot of the same things Memphians are looking for in their city. I think they're looking for, you know, strong neighborhoods that really celebrate their culture and their history. I think they're looking for vibrant public spaces that include art and people-centered design and things like that. And then I think they're looking for a city that kind of has made a more robust system for transportation choices.
Your group works closely with CDCs, or Community Development Corporations. What are some of the CDCs working on right now?
Community development is such a big umbrella. They are working on everything from new or rehabbed single-family homes. We've got some CDCs that are working on multifamily projects. They're also really branching out into new kinds of partnerships. We've got some that are focusing on arts and how arts and mentoring and arts and entrepreneurship go into, you know, youth programs and creating economic opportunities in some of these neighborhoods. So they really are working on a broad variety of things.
Every year, your group holds an event called Memfix, where you go into a neighborhood and you clean up an area. So what's the idea? You get tons of volunteers together and then you just have a project and
go for it? That's the gist of it. It's one day. We've done like a 1.5 day kind of thing, but typically it's a 1 day pop-up style event. Essentially, it's a neighborhood prototyping streetscape project that's disguised as a block party. You know, there's entertainment, there's art, there's food, there are vendors.
A lot of that, what I've seen around town, is very visual, you know, adding new murals or paint jobs and cleaning up streets. How does that make a difference?
You know, in a way, it's kind of the smaller thing that you can do in a public space, but it's still, you know, if done properly, having a clean neighborhood with public spaces that have art that really reflects the culture and the character of the neighborhood can be a big lift for that. You know, again, you're not probably not addressing like bigger poverty issues and race issues and things like that. But, you know, again, if it reflects the neighborhood and the community it's in, I think those public space improvements, again, are very important.
This year, your group picked a neighborhood at Madison and Cleveland. In the past, you've done these projects in South Memphis, on Broad Avenue, at Crosstown. Have you seen any long-term gains from these efforts?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it depends on the neighborhood. We've seen different results in different places. We're looking from anything from, you know, reforming a neighborhood association or getting some momentum behind a neighborhood plan. So for this one, you know, there are a few shops that are still vacant. We're just hoping to inject a little bit of life into that. You know, the idea is to be able to do these on essentially a shoestring budget.
John Paul Schaefer is executive director of Building Memphis. This year's Memfix event is Friday, October 13th. More information on how to volunteer is at buildingmemphis.org. That's buildgmemphis.org. Or you can find the link at wknofm.org. John Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Christopher.